Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He replied, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "That was because of the hardness of your hearts that he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being can separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned him about this. And he said, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. Remember that in the schema of our liturgy, the first reading is always connected to the gospel. In the first reading today, we read an account of creation. There are two accounts of creation in the book of Genesis. The one we're most familiar with is the story where God allegorically creates the world in 6 days and then rests on the seventh day. Today's first reading is the second story about creation. And in that story, God creates man and woman first, and then creates all of the other creatures and gives man and woman dominion over him. Now to the gospel for a second. Remember, we have talked about the status of women at the time that Jesus lived. Woman had no status whatsoever. A man could divorce his wife for any reason whatsoever, and if he divorced her, she was out on the streets. Her own parents would not take her back. Her own children would not take her. And so women had to resort to begging, prostitution, etc. And scripture scholars tell us that what Jesus is saying in this gospel today is that man and woman are equal. No man can just throw a woman out because he doesn't like her for some reason. And he goes on to say that when the two equals, the man and the woman, come together in marriage, there is so strong a bond that they form one new person, which cannot be broken. I stood here yesterday with the bride and groom, and as part of the exhortation read to them, "Henceforth, you belong entirely to each other. You will be one in mind, one in heart, and one in affection." And that is the ideal of which Jesus speaks in this gospel today. But the nagging question that has never been answered is, what happens if they're not equal when they come together? Perhaps one of them is too immature to enter into a permanent lifelong relationship. Perhaps one of them has some type of a personality disorder that maybe isn't evident at the time of the marriage, but can destroy and disrupt the marriage. So if the two equals come together, they can't form that single person that Jesus is speaking about ideally. And so Pope Francis has called the bishops of the world to Rome, and starting this afternoon and for the next 3.5 weeks, they will discuss how to resolve this issue. And we can continue to bury our heads in the sand and say it's not a problem, or we can do what I think Jesus Christ would do, and that would be begin to minister divorced and remarried Catholics in the same way that we minister to everyone. Let us pray that the bishops listen to the Holy Spirit. Amen.